So this is the beginning of phase 3 of RSI Radio Volume 2, and you're listening to the sounds of Mad Tone. This is a song called Radio Is My Friend, and people might remember Mad Tone's Dark Dread tune that I played on Volume 1. That is Mad Tone on Blossom's Kitchen Records, a track called Radio Is My Friend. It's part of a 3-track CD EP that Mad Tone sent me, which was originally done as a radio show for the Garden of Earthly Delights in Milton Keynes. I moved away from Milton Keynes probably about 10 years ago after a year of suburban hellish experimentation, and I would think probably things are looking up in Milton Keynes if they are playing Mad Tone there, so big up them. You can find out more about Mad Tone on their website, which is madtone.co.uk, and do get in touch, because I like what they do a lot. I played, as I said, that Dark Dread tune that came out on a 7-inch on Blossom's Kitchen Records, which was proper dubby techno business that has also been picked up by Nick Gutterbreaks after, I think, hearing me play it. So wicked. Mad Tone's a bloke called Pete, and the impression I get is that it's very, very easy to, you know, bang out a bit of electronic music these days and stick up a MySpace and send people CDs. But Mad Tone, I think, he's taken the time to learn how to do it properly and amassed a certain amount of skill and expertise and some nice textures in there that and all the stuff he's sent that really worthwhile, and hopefully that'll lead to something for him. I don't know what. The EP is based around, I guess, this idea of radio anyway. It's a few tracks on there sampling these weird shortwave stations that broadcast numbers or bleeps or whatever that nobody quite knows what they are. Moving on, I recently played host to Mr. Aphasic, aka Jason of X of Ambush Records and now of Junk Records in Holland. And he came over and left me with a bunch of great records that I'm going to play you in a minute. But first of all, he left me some unreleased Aphasic tunes. These are all, I think, yeah, most of them are untitled, so you're about to hear something you can't get anywhere else, proper dub plate style. And this is recorded in a bit of a dubcore vein by Aphasic. See if we can get this to work for you. Yeah, see? Nice. See what you make of this. It's a slightly new direction for him. I think it's really, really good. There's a lot of tunes he left me that are absolutely wicked that hopefully we'll see the light of day soon. So that's an untitled aphasic dub plate on a dub chord tip. If you've heard the tunes he released on Ambush Records, including some of the early classic slammers with DJ Scud, that might come as a bit of a surprise to you. But what he's been doing since he moved to Holland is he's been releasing these kind of rave-tastic 12 inches with two tracks of completely bonkers stuff on them. And then he's released these sort of bonus tunes of a more kind of down-tempo style. And you know, down tempo, I guess people have these ideas about coffee table-ish, easy listening things. But as you can hear there, there's all sorts of things going on. It's quite dense under the surface, and lots of the kind of weird noises that got used on Ambush Records and you know, ravey type things in there as well. And kind of evolving like weird dub records used to do. So I think that's a really good development, and I'm looking forward to hearing more of that sort of stuff from him. There's another tune he gave me. I should be cashing in on this. Which seems to use the Slang Tone bass line as well, which is really, really good. So maybe I'll play that next time. So yeah, to the records he lent me, all of which are fantastic. There's coming up in a minute the latest release on Aphasic's Junk Records from LFO Demon. But first of all, there's this really amazing French crew called Les Trolls, and I'm going to play you some of their stuff now. Half of the things they do are kind of atmospheric French hip-hop with a twist, and half of them are bonkers breakcore things that are really, really good and kind of transcend the limitations that genre's kind of backed itself into a corner a bit. But see what you make of this first. I hope you like this as much as I do.
Article 19 de la Convention internationale des droits de l'enfant. Les États prennent toutes les mesures législatives, administratives, sociales et éducatives pour protéger l'enfant contre toute forme de violence physique, mentale ou sexuelle, ainsi que contre tous les mauvais traitements, l'exploitation et la négligence. C'est l'histoire de Lin Pao, gamine de Bornéo, qui marche en lancé dans son paréo. En maudissant ses parents, elle n'est pas néo, bon endroit, sans aucun droit. Les clients disposent de son corps sans qu'elle ait le choix. 12 ans déjà souillée, elle commence à comprendre pourquoi ses sœurs aînées préfèrent travailler saoulées ou droguées. Elles acceptent mieux les mains de ces gros porcs sur leur corps, qui déboulent dans leur village en quart de touristes pleins de dollars. À la laine en puant, dit aussi à l'alcool. Certaines sont devenues folles, femmes avant l'âge, contraintes à être volage, voulant prendre le large, n'ayant jamais assez d'argent. Pao espère qu'un jour son père laissera partir loin de tout ça. C'est juste pour ça qu'elle fait ses trucs sales, avec le sexe et le mal, mal rasé, mal lavé. Pauvre petite, si elle savait l'argent, son père le beau troqué. Paris sur des combats de coq, mais en tout cas ne met rien de côté. Il brade sa famille pour prétexte, il invoque la famine. Ainsi il ruine l'enfance de ses trois gamines. Malédiction ou cycle infernal pour les nations asiatico-orientales, internationales, exploitation infantile. Pendant que dans nos villes, les pédophiles s'en prennent aux petites filles. Enfance perdue, innocence envolée. Mère, tu m'es précoce, alors les gosses se mettent à sniffer. Hall dans les rues, oubliez que la vie est rude en bulle. Leur existence connaît un triste préambule. Je te parle d'enfance perdue, innocence envolée. La mère, tu m'es précoce, t'as pas eu le temps d'être gosse. Article 3. Dans toute décision concernant les enfants, qu'elle soit le fait d'institution ou non, l'intérêt supérieur de l'enfant doit être une considération primordiale. Article 27. Les États reconnaissent le droit de tout enfant à un niveau de vie suffisant pour son développement physique, mental, spirituel et social. Je crois qu'on est bien loin du compte, et on s'en rend facilement compte quand on sait qu'aujourd'hui, à notre époque, il y a des enfants producteurs dans les ateliers à sueur, enfants agriculteurs qui bossent dur comme leurs parents, cherchent le charbon dans les mines en Colombie, en Bolivie, sous la montagne rouge, près de Potosi, en Espagne aussi. Les petites mains ramassent des tomates, les mondes servent d'automates dans notre monde de consommation. Des petits adolescents poussent des ballons pour nos bambins, des virgules sur nos chaussures. Poussé par la faim dans les filatures ou les chaudronneries, manie le verre fondu à 12 ans et demi, fabrique des tapis, parfois fond le tapin, en servitude pour d'être domestiqués comme des chiens. Des millions de gamins contraints de bosser, acculés au mur, vivent la crise au fond du fossé. Défonce les parcs maîtres en tuant un sale contre maître, et nous, à la cantine de l'usine, on se plaint de l'omelette. Y'a des petits gars qui nous feraient passer pour des femmelettes. Bonhomme avant l'heure nous ferait passer pour des branleurs. Que l'enfance perdue, d'innocence envolée. La mère, tu m'es précoce quand t'as pas eu le temps d'être gosse. Enfance perdue, innocence envolée. Mère, tu m'es précoce. Alors les gosses se mettent à sniffer. Hall dans les rues, pour oublier que la vie est rude en pull. Leur existence connaît un triste préambule. Je te parle d'enfance perdue, d'innocence envolée. La mère, tu m'es précoce. T'as pas eu le temps d'être gosse.
bow tie to pretend to be a hard working man, a slave to the spade. So come on and have a shout, all and dress, have a meal, yes. Have a meal and then treat your soul to food. Food is a good start to a hard day's night. Come on, come on, light up your life. You light to up your life, push up your light and do the nose and then inhale. Life that creeps up and makes you thirsty. What a weekend, what a weekend. 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 What a weekend, what a weekend.
Smashing it in and there's no time for any silly questions. It's Raven's rockets, he's all making to a needle that is sticking in your ass and it's making your job. What a week, 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 what a weekend, what a week, 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 what a week,
have got out, released a lot of Aphasic Records because it's Aphasic's label, but that's a collaboration release with LFO Demon out of Berlin, who I very much like. You would have heard me bigging up the 7-inch, I think it was his first release, called Rave for Communism, that came out on Sprengstoff Records a few years back. That was fantastic, ragga mashup thing, but done properly this time. The last tune you heard there was LFO Demon, a song called Weed Can off the Junk EP Grand Hotel Abyss. And I think he recorded that by getting the master tapes of a punk band that he knows and then taking out everything apart from the vocals and adding his own particular brand of rave insanity on top. I hope you you think that that works as much as I did. The tune before then, the French hip-hop one, was called Enfance Perdue by this group called Les Trolls, who I don't know a lot about, but I really, really like this EP they've done, which is, I think, their fifth release. It's called Ahem. Les Deviances Funambulesques de la Conscience Collective ou la Dernière Ligne Droite avant le Virage. And have a go at Googling that. Maybe don't have a go at Googling that. Get to www.lestrolls.com. And they seem to have emerged out of the French free party scene, sound systems and the like. And they roam around Europe recording really, really good music. The 12-inch EP's four tracks on it. There's a mad but excellent human beatbox breakcore tune. There's some atmospheric stuff on there. Really, really good. The hip-hop tune, I think, is, as far as I can make out, about some recent events in France and riots and other stuff. My French isn't very good, but the main thing is that the rapping is very, very good on that, and so is the production. And it seems to me that there's a bit of a splinter going on, a schism in the breakcore scene at the moment. If you've been following things like Dataside and the Praxis newsletters, you will have seen some comments in there about, you know, on the one hand, people trying to make progressive and intelligent and subversive music that isn't obvious but is still, you know, really good to listen to. And then there's another kind of tendency which is just about chucking in everything but the kitchen sink and making stupid, drunken party records. And perhaps I haven't outlined the tension particularly well. I've got sympathy for both, but I think I'm more in the camp with Les Trolls and LFO Demon and what Aphasic is doing. But, you know, there's always room for a bit of totally bonkers nonsense. So that's what I'm going to try and play for you now. Oh, I forgot the URLs for junk. www.j-u-n-k.com or get to www.lfodemon.com. You can get a lot of this stuff from breakcore distributors like Praxis, or I think LFO Demon's got one going called smashberlin.com. And you know, go on there and check out this sort of thing, and I'm going to get more of it and play you more as well. But now for something on a slightly more insane tip. This is Toe Cutter.
Hi, you've called Zion, male model, DJ and producer. Leave a message and I'll get back to you. Thanks.
Message two.
Hi, love, it's Mum. I'm not trying my best. Bye.
Message four.
Hello, Christian.
No ordinary relationship.
Analyze where we stand.
I'm in the fumble.
People. Now watch the animals. Look at the animals watching the people and look at the people watching the animals. Animals are people and people are animals. And the reason why these assholes believe animals don't feel shit is because they don't want to feel like shit when they watch the animals feel shit, because most of the time the animal feels like shit when the assholes are watching. I know. You think I'm fucking stupid or something? I'm an animal and I feel shit. And when people feel strongly, they behave like animals. Why? Could it be because animals feel strongly and behave like themselves? Impossible! Animals don't feel pain. Animals can't feel pain. Their brains aren't the same. Their brains are not the same. Whoever does the torture is supposed to be the one avoiding the animal's eyes. I didn't. I fucked up. I fucked up bad. I fucked up bad at Syntech Lab. Carter County, look it up. There's problems. I gave every single rabbit there a name as good as mine. First day there went down the line. Fluffy, Lucky, Buffy, Bucky, Muffin, Lovely, Honey Lady, and Poe Baby. I couldn't avoid their eyes. It was my job to drop shampoo acid agents into them. Guys, when it comes to science today and torture tomorrow, and then on Friday go to work, sit down, eat a donut, torture animals and junk, apparently you need more than a BABS, MF, MFA, PhD, MD. You need big fucking pathological qualifications to torture stuff. You understand me? I know it's sick, that's sick, they're sick. Sit down, drink coffee, take notes, torture animals, get sick. Last week, P&G corporate office sent down a fax. Said they need more facts, consumers need results. Where are the results in hair care products? It ain't my fucking fault, I'm bald! I got your results. Put shampoo acid in rabbit's eyes, rabbit cries, and sometimes Lucky, Fluffy, Bucky, all of them just fucking dies. Bullshit! Animals don't feel pain. Animals can't feel pain. Their brains aren't the same. Their brains are not the same. Ah! Syntech Lab Rabbit, number 3022-A8, a.k.a. Lucky, most notable traits. Obsessive paw washing. Can't stop cleaning herself. Right eye completely blind. Left eye half swollen shut. OCD depraved. Meaning mystery science quack paid Lucky, tortured at night and in the day. The first feeling I see Lucky feel every day is panic when she sees me wearing white. Needles make her manic. Eyedroppers make her bite. Typical CNS stress, bull fucking shit shaking. Nervous fucking wreck. Animals feel pain. Trust me, it hurts. Every time I get get to work. Syntech Lab, Procter & Gamble, products gamble with animals' lives, Tide and Pringles. Anything you see, fabric softener, shampoo, conditioner, mascara, makeup, and potato chips, it's all messed up. Typically, rabbits will break their own necks, reacting to the pain, trying to get away from a round metal vice device they put their head through. Got two screws on each side, four down, hold their head still while putting agents in their eyes. Rabbit eye, human eye, not the same. Light beam reacts the same way as human eye, blinding rabbits for no reason why. Trials and tests accomplish nothing but torture rabbits and people's pets. Acceptable pain, acceptable loss, there's problems, and there will always be those who do torture and don't have any problems. It's their job, they get paid to torture animals. Not like before, the more rabbits they lose, the more budget they get. Money, more! Syntech Lab Rabbit got money to burn, so let it burn, cause I don't work there anymore. Fuck 'em, I quit!
So that last spoken word piece was by a guy called Brian Lewis Saunders. That's Brian with a Y, LewisSaunders. He's got a MySpace, which is myspace.com/brainsander, like a sanding down your brain, yeah? Which is what a lot of his things do. There's he sent me two CDs of spoken word stuff, and I have to say, when I first realised what it was, I did cringe a bit, because I am someone who has been sent more shit poetry in their life than any one person should have to endure. And fortunately, his stuff is fantastic. He does all these characters, these riffs on you know, crap that people have had to put up with in their lives. A lot of dysfunctional family stuff, a lot of characterisation of you know, sexual frustration and desperation in there, and it's all as good as that. He's been doing a bit of work with musicians, so some of the tracks have a bit of music by them, and in the letter he sent me, he mentioned that he's doing something with the sound artist John Duncan, so I think that's going to be well worth looking out for, and link him up, and you know, it's good shit. If you listen to this and you do sort of airy-fairy nonsense poetry, then please don't send me any of that, but I could certainly do with a lot of, ranty, bonkers stuff to play, because I think that's really good. And similarly, I would think if you're doing music, then maybe you could hook up with Brian and try and do something, because I know there's a lot of people that are making tracks that perhaps want us, is, you know, his special blend of insanity over the top. And talking of insanity in a Radio 2 link going away, the mashup nonsense before then was by a guy called Toe Cutter from an album called Weetopia. And Toe Cutter, I think, is Australian. And that tune was called Don't Call Me, remixed by Exian. And it's good. They bill it, this double album and free 7-inches, the most thrilling moment in some ill-defined genre from This Monster's Vice in Sydney. And it's got tunes on like Striving for Peace Between Macintosh and PC Users, and some other remixes and stuff relating to Kid 606, Sick Boy and Shit Matt. So if you like that, there's probably more on that double album and the free 7-inch that you're ever going to need. The 7-inch has got this illegal and dangerous take on George Michael, and yeah, a bit of that to set off some rave dancing at any social event, I think is what you want from Toe Cutter. So that's the last proper record you're going to hear from me tonight. You're going to hear a bit of background stuff in the background. This is the dub of the tune we kicked off with. So I have been John Eden. This has been RSI Radio Volume 2. If you've heard anything you like, then drop me a line at John Eden, BM Box 3641, London WC1N 3XX, England, UK. And if you're doing stuff that you think I might be interested in playing, then send me a CD or a record or whatever. I'd like to big up the UK Dance Crew, the Blood and Fire Crew, and the Dissensus Crew. Check out the Blogarithms podcasts via the We Are IE website. And if you've enjoyed this, then good. If you haven't, then, or if you think I can do it better, then drop me a line and explain why. Here's another bit of Bobby Ellis.